Australia's hit a major COVID recovery target. 80% of the eligible adult population is now fully vaccinated against the virus. But some parts of the country are in semi-lockdowns, revealing how vaccination rates are still lagging. A lockout's in place for Darwin and Katherine until midnight tonight. Vaccinated people can move about normally with a face mask, but unvaccinated people are heavily restricted in their movements. Further south, New South Wales residents are set to gain more freedoms from today as it approaches 90% doubled vaccination. But will that see cases increase? Reporter Catherine Gregory takes a look.
It's an unofficial lockdown for the northern inland New South Wales town of Moree, which is battling a significant COVID outbreak. Mayor Katrina Humphreys is astounded that the cases jumped from a couple a week ago to close to 100 in total over the weekend.
We feel like we're on a pogo stick, you know. Everybody's been so responsible and stepped up to go and get tested and things, and then there was a bit of a glitch with some of the tests getting sent away. And
Ms Humphreys is worried that the glitch, which is causing delays in getting results, means that the true number of cases could be even higher. And she's calling for more help from New South Wales Health.
I would really have liked some proper COVID tracing done.
Moree is in the Hunter New England Local Health District, which includes a large section of New South Wales. And recently, each day, it's been recording the highest number of new infections for the state. Katrina Humphreys thinks the regional outbreak reflects a sense of complacency and also the lower vaccination rates in rural areas. 76% of the Moree Plains LGA is fully vaccinated, but in the Aboriginal communities to the north, that's much lower, around 40%.
The Aboriginal community has been hit fairly hard with this. I've spoken to quite a few people today who are, they're nervous, they're frightened, as always.
It's a huge contrast to vaccination rates in parts of Sydney and the average across the state, which is now close to 90% fully vaccinated. This unevenness in vaccination rates is actually seen across the country. Over the weekend, Australia hit the magic double vaccination target of 80%. But jurisdictions such as Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory are behind that. Professor Adrian Esterman, a biostatistician and epidemiologist, says that's why governments need to be careful when relaxing restrictions according to any national rate.
So until we get an even spread of vaccination across the whole country, we certainly should not be celebrating.
Still, he commends Victoria and New South Wales for its slow reopening.
So I think we'll start seeing we're already starting to see cases going up. And they will continue to go up, but not at the rate we saw at the beginning of the various outbreaks. It'll go up slowly.
From today, vaccinated people in New South Wales will be allowed to have any number of guests in their homes or for outdoor gatherings, while dance floors and indoor pools can reopen. And limits are removed for outdoor recreation and entertainment.
Catherine Gregory.